All right, welcome to A Little Grace to Grow, and today we are going to talk about the character Issachar. He is one of the sons of Jacob. I believe he's the ninth son. He's the fifth son of Jacob and Leah. Of course, Jacob had two wives and also two concubines, and so the result was 12 sons and one daughter. The passage that we've been studying from is out of Genesis 49. Jacob has called his boys together, and he has given them a prophecy and a promise about their lives and their families and all of that. Now we come to Issachar, verse 14 and 15 of Genesis 49. The Bible says, Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant unto tribute. We read those passages, and initially we think, wow, there's a working man. There's a hard-working man, and he's earning his keep. And yet, the prophecy concludes that Issachar becomes a servant. This is in light of the inheritance that the sons of Jacob would receive when they entered Canaan land, when their descendants would enter Canaan land. And God had promised them this wonderful land with great potential, but there would still be battling that would be necessary for them to inherit it. God promised them that he would give it to them, but they would need courage, they would need faith. They would need more than the ability to sow seed and till up the ground. They would need the ability to confront the enemy with the power of God and remove the enemy. Well, for Issachar, it appears that he come to a place to where he got his land, but he got it more through negotiation than he did through battle. He was able to negotiate, get the land, work the land, but he didn't remove the enemy. Now, I believe most people, as the scripture says here about Issachar, it says he saw that rest was good. I think most people would agree, yes, rest is good. We like rest, and we appreciate it if we have worked hard. Rest means more to the working man than it does to the lazy man. The lazy man will never really enjoy his rest. Let me give you a few thoughts here. So, as we consider Issachar, he was willing to work, but not willing to war. And the reality is the Christian life is a warfare. This is why he would serve unto tribute. He would end up paying tribute to foreigners, to the enemy. They would take taxes from him and expect taxes from him. And he'd just as soon do that for peace. He would forfeit some of his liberty for rest. And that's a danger there. When we give up our liberty, especially to the enemy of God, when we give it up so that we could have some type of tranquility, anytime an individual, anytime a country is willing to forfeit liberty for peace, they will end up losing both. You know, it's the same with Christians today. You know, many are willing to work, which involves discipline, and that's admirable. But if they're not willing to war, which involves courage, they're going to lose their freedom to work. Work and war, building and battling, this is the balance that is necessary for a successful Christian life. This is the balance that is necessary for a successful church. Work and war, work and war. Whether we like it or not, we have an enemy in this world. We have the enemy outside, the devil and the world. We also have the enemy of our own flesh, and there is a battle that must be fought. It takes work to be faithful to church, but it takes courage to stand for Christ at work or at school. It takes work to pray, but it takes courage to preach when the message does not fit popular opinion. You see, it takes work to serve the Lord, but it takes courage to separate yourself from the wrong crowd. It takes work. Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem to build the walls. And what did he find? He didn't just find a city in chaos, in a people in despair, but he found enemies. He found adversity and adversaries that would do everything in their power to hinder him from building the wall. It took work to put the bricks and the mortar together, but it took courage to stand up against these adversaries. It took a trowel, but it also took a sword. Nehemiah had both, and he was willing to do both, and that's why he was so successful. You know, it's just too often Christians end up under tribute because they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. They love rest so much that they're not willing to battle. You know, the Bible tells us that the gates of hell would not prevail against the church, the Lord's church. That tells us that the church is to be advancing. It is a militant church. It is a dangerous thing when a church gets to a place to where it has all it needs to so-called be self-sustained, and it quits reaching out. It quits invading in the enemy territory trying to bring souls to Christ. It no longer advances. When a church no longer advances with the gospel of Christ, that church will die. It's only a matter of time. The church is not supposed to seek rest, but it's supposed to seek souls. Issachar would lose his liberty because he did not want to fight the enemy. And I say this to pastors as well. I say this to myself. Beware of enjoying rest so much that you would forfeit some liberty to the enemy. You'd quit advancing to enjoy ease. Once again, I read the passage. Issachar is a strong ass, couching down between two burdens. And he saw that rest was good, and that the land, what it was pleasant. And he bowed his shoulder to bear, and he became a servant unto tribute. I don't know where you're at today, Christian, but it may be you're going to have to confront some enemies. You will not grow if you're not willing to confront some enemies. You can read the Word of God and thank God you do. You can pray and thank God you do. And you can come to church and thank God you do. But inevitably, when you're out in the world and your time of testing comes, are you going to stand? Or are you going to slide back into an isolated position? That's why the monasteries are no good. This idea of isolating yourself from the world, how does that glorify God? We're called to advance, to go forward. And there just is no neutral ground. Yes, I believe the Lord gives us seasons of rest, but we need to stir ourselves and get back in action, because the enemy is not going asleep. A sleeping Christian will never defeat a diligent devil. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic week.